T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was obvious it was LSU's birthday yesterday. And joining us to talk about that is Christian Garrick, WWL Sports Director. Christian, welcome to the show.
SEC baseball tournament, man, it's fun. And I told you yesterday in the office, you and I were talking, I said, man, some crazy things always happen to LSU in this tournament. And what, about 30 minutes later, they won a game in the most improbable fashion.
Yeah, you know, and I told you, I think the night or two nights before that, I turned it off. When they misplayed the ball off the wall, they got the ball caught in the web and the glove, catcher interference, and there was one other play. I said, I've had enough. I said, there's enough things in my life that irritate me. I don't need any more irritation. I turned the game off, which is so unlike me, but I was just – and then they end up playing this incredible ball game afterwards.
Yeah, they beat South Carolina that night, and then, of course, the next night into yesterday morning, they had that longest game in SEC tournament history and program history. 17 innings, they lost to Mississippi State. And then yesterday, in the loser's bracket, an elimination game against Auburn, they were down 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth, and Giovanni Giacomo singles to right center, and then Saul Garza singles to left center, and he moves to second on a throw to third where Giacomo was running on the hit, and all of a sudden there was one out in the bottom of the ninth inning, and madness ensued. You saw a pitch in the dirt. And the catcher kicked the ball away after blocking it, and in a panic, didn't know where it was, and
catcher
run all the way from second base.
He made a great play on twice, two times in a row, makes a great play on the ball, and just couldn't pick it up when he was looking down, and I guess his angle or his angle of his view, he couldn't see it.
Yeah, well, he ended up accidentally kicking it, looking for the ball, and then what's crazy about that sequence, Newell, is the catcher, all right, Matt Scheffler, is the guy that hit the home run to save Auburn from getting swept by LSU last Saturday. He hit the game-winning home run. The first baseman that recognized and discovered the ball that threw it to the catcher that ended up going almost into the Auburn dugout that allowed Drew Bianco to come around from second base to score, he was once an LSU Tiger. I'm telling you, baseball is such a cruel, cruel sport in so many ways.
So, Christian, this bullpen has got to be taxed to the max. Oh. So who's going to be on the mound today?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, we even asked Paul Maneri yesterday when he came on Sports Talk, and he really didn't have an answer yesterday just because, I mean, Eric Walker's not going to go. Zach Hess is not available. Cole Henry's not available. Landon Marceau's not available. Mikhail Hilliard's not available. I mean, you're going to see guys like Clay Moffitt, Will Rapole, perhaps Aaron George. You might see Todd Peterson for an inning. He might be able to give you an inning or maybe an inning in a third, something like that. Devin Fontenot is likely not available. So they're going to have to piecemeal this together. I would not be surprised, Newell, if somebody, and I don't think Paul Maneri was kidding. He said he's looking on his team right now for anybody that has pitching experience at the high school level. I think you're going to see potentially somebody pitch for LSU that hadn't pitched all year long that's a position player that's going to end up on the mound. I mean, they are just about out of pitching, and I think that's why ultimately I think LSU loses this game tonight, because they're out of gas. It's just a fact of the matter, and when you go in a loser's bracket and you're already thin on arms, and then on top of that you play a 17-inning game, you basically play two games worth in one day.
Right.
There's not a whole lot of staffs in this country that can survive that. So Mississippi State's thin too.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What's the status of Mississippi State?
Yeah, they got JT Ginn, though, who's a really, really talented right-hander. He's their Saturday, their second day starter in the weekend series. So they've got him available. So that's what they have as a starter. But once you start getting in the bullpen, then it gets thin, too, because they played last night. They didn't use a lot of arms last night out of the bullpen, but they played that marathon right along with LSU a couple nights ago. And so if you can get JT Ginn out of the ball game, if you're LSU, get to their bullpen, I think that helps you quite a bit, because you're already at a disadvantage because you are so thin as well.
Christian, a lot of the pundits saying if LSU made it this far in the SEC tournament, they've probably done enough to get a regional. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they have. In particular, by Texas A&M losing to Ole Miss and out of the tournament, they were in that discussion amongst the bubble teams, too, to potentially be a regional host site. And I think Ole Miss did LSU a favor there by knocking them off. And you got 19 wins in the conference now, 2 in the postseason, 17 in the regular season. It's very rare. It's never happened, to my knowledge, that a team with 19 conference wins has been left out of a regional host site. It's happened one time with a team with 18 wins in the Southeast or in a conference. But I think that they've done enough to secure a regional site in Baton Rouge.
We got to get to a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk more LSU, and then we'll get an update on OTAs out at Saints camp with Christian Garrick, WWL Sports Director. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.